You're listening to Juno Afternoon. Just a reminder, you can stay up to date on events coming out of Anchorage today after this morning's earthquake on our website at kto.org, and you can get continual live coverage on 360 North TV and at 360north.com. This is Cheryl Snyder. It is 15 minutes past the hour, and I am in the studio with Tom Rostel, who is actually KTOO's new development director, but he is in the studio with us to talk about another nonprofit that is very near and dear to his heart, the Rock Dump.
Hi, Cheryl. It's great to be here.
Yeah, thanks for coming in. So you're here to talk about a fundraiser that's happening this weekend for the Rock Dump. But first, tell us what is going on at the climbing gym these days.
So for anyone who doesn't know, we're out by the AJ Dock. So it's out near the start of Thane Road. And it's a great climbing gym where we have over 50 top roping routes and over 50 bouldering routes. So the top roping routes are the ones where you're attached to a rope and you get to go about 30 to 40 feet in the air. The bouldering routes, you stay a little bit closer to the ground because you don't tie into the ropes. And you probably get maybe 6 or 7 feet off the ground.
Okay. And what kind of classes are being taught at the Rock Dump these days?
Right now, our biggest class that we're offering is a homeschool group. So on Tuesdays, we get a bunch of homeschool kids in there. And the best part about the homeschool group is seeing people approach something that are new for them. For a lot of the kids, this is their first time that they've ever been climbing, and to really see them take ownership both of climbing and of the gym, where by the end of the group, they're bringing their parents in, they're showing them the gym, and they really feel at home there, and that's really neat.
Yeah, that is really cool. So a lot of the people who climb there regularly, are they individuals who all of their climbing life exists inside that gym, or are they training for outside climbing?
I think most of them, well, maybe about half of them are also training for outside climbing. There's a lot of good climbing opportunities in Juneau, either getting a helicopter to fly up to the Mendenhall Towers or going out to the sea cliffs. And it seems like a lot of our climbers are always preparing for their next big adventure, whether that be heading to Washington or going over into Europe or over near Russia. A lot of people will travel the world to find those outdoor climbing opportunities.
Mm-hmm. And what kind of opportunities are there for people who are maybe totally brand new to the sport, but they've been curious to try it out?
Oh, that's the best part about the Rock Dump. There was one person we had in mind that she came in because she had a fear of heights, and she would earn points for this group that she was in if she overcame one of her fears. So she maybe the first time she climbed, she got about half a foot off the ground and started shaking nervously and had to come back down. And maybe her fifth or sixth try, she finally decided that she wanted those points and climbed all the way to the top of the 25-foot route and overcame her fear of heights, at least for that day. So wow. It was really neat seeing someone who it was definitely not her comfort zone feel safe enough to be a part of the gym.
Wow, that is pretty amazing. My experience there is that it's a very supportive community and people are interested in helping the newcomers who come on in.
I'm glad you feel that way.
Yeah. So what do you think are the benefits of rock climbing?
Rock climbing is a great way to stay in shape. So I used to be a gym head where I would stay watching all the TVs, pumping weights and just trying to stay in shape. And then my friends got me into rock climbing and it's like, oh, I can have fun and stay in shape at the same time. And especially in Juneau where in the winter months, it gets dark and there aren't too many outdoor opportunities, especially with no snow right now. It's a great way to stay healthy and have fun.
Yeah. I mean, it's great for strength and also really great for agility. Yeah, great.
I agree.
So you've got a fundraiser happening tomorrow night. Tell us about it.
So we're really excited because it's Centennial Hall tomorrow night at 7 o'clock. We're having our Real Rock event. The Real Rock Movies, this is their 13th year, and they focus on elite climbers from around the world. And so there's going to be four somewhat short movies that are going to add up to be around 2 hours. And there's going to be a little intermission in the middle where it kind of explores these different climbers throughout the world.
So I watched the trailer before you came on for the interview in preparation. And a couple of things really struck me. First of all, the cinematography is absolutely incredible.
It's
the places
beautiful
that these people are going to climb, Antarctica, I don't remember all of the places, but just gorgeous landscapes and places that most humans don't get to see. So that fact alone, you're going to see beautiful images on the screen. The athleticism of the people who are doing these climbs is really inspiring and just amazing to watch. And then I learned a couple things. I learned that speed climbing is a really big new sport. Is there anybody in town who actually trains to be a speed climber?
Not particularly. At our climbing gym, we do have an unofficial speed climbing route set up. We have the holds in there. And actually one of the staff workers there named Will, he's a high school student. He has the fastest time on that route.
Oh, that's great. And what is his time? Do you remember?
His is 8 seconds, but ours is 15 feet shorter than the Olympic route. So in the Olympics, they will go up a 45-foot wall in 6 seconds. And it's pretty amazing to see. If you get a chance to Google it, it's amazing.
Yeah, it doesn't even quite look humanly possible. But they don't have to Google it. They can go to the show tomorrow night. Tell us the details of the movie screening.
Exactly. So there's going to be four movies. The first one is going to be about a climber named Adam Ondra, who's considered the best climber in the world right now. And it's a personal profile of his – not just his climbing efforts, but his life. One of the best things about these movies, if anyone was able to see Free Solo when it came to town or The Dawn Wall, you actually get to see the movements and the motions and what these elite climbers are hanging on to. And it gives you a whole new perspective on safety and what you go through, because it's a lot safer in the gym than what these people are doing out there in the real world. For the speed climbing, it seems to focus mostly on overseas. Speed climbing is huge in South Africa and Europe and Russia right now. And the training that they're going through to get ready for the Olympics, as climbing will be added to the Olympics in 2020. And like you said, the Antarctica one is the one that I'm probably most excited about, because it's done by Jimmy Chin, who also did the Free Solo movie, and his wife. And they're just amazing photographers and amazing cinematographers. So being able to see Antarctica from a new perspective, especially that high off the ground, is a unique experience.
Pretty amazing. So doors open tomorrow. Where is it being shown?
At Centennial Hall, and the doors open at 6, and then the movies will start at 7.
Okay, and just one screening?
No, correct.
Okay, not a double showing, 7 o'clock. Any particular age recommendations?
It should be good for all. I did see in the preview it looked like there were some bleeped swear words. So depending on the parents' comfort with that, the age level for children might be at their discretion.
Okay.
But it looked like maybe there were 5 or so. So it's not going to be laden.
Okay, great. And the cost to attend the screening?
It's $20 for a ticket for adults or $15 for kids or college students. But the nice thing about that ticket is it also works as a free day pass to the climbing gym, which is normally $15 to go to the climbing gym anyway. So it's basically a free climb as well as seeing the movie, because hopefully after seeing these elite athletes, you want to go try it out yourself.
You're going to feel very inspired, yes, to get to the climbing gym. Well, terrific. Anything that we missed today?
That's everything I can think
of. Okay. Well, we're looking forward to the screening tomorrow night. Doors open at 6 o'clock. The screening of the film starts at 7. This is at Centennial Hall and is a fundraiser for the Rock Dump. Thanks so much, Tom.
Thanks for having me.
Rock climbing with my personal friend, Nora the janitor. Oh, yeah.